thanks again for the ride home from school.
No problem.
I'll see ya.
Listen, when your car isn't running, it's usually just a starter. I could fix it for you in about 5 minutes.
Nah, if you did that, my dad wouldn't have a hobby.
Okay, so you want me to pick you up again tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Saturday. There's no school.
I know. You want to get together, maybe see a movie or something?
Mark.
Well, it doesn't have to be anything good. It could be something you like.
I don't want a date right now.
It's been weeks, Becky.
I just like that we're talking.
Yeah, well, I don't have a lot more to say.
I just want to make sure that if we ever get back together, that things are going to be different.
If? So we may never get back together? Is that it?
I don't know, Mark.
I miss you, Becky.
I know, and I... Okay, it's time to go.
Becky, come on.
I said no, Mark. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Crystal, well, we're supposed to go out tonight. Well, I can't believe you've known about it for a week and you still haven't even found a babysitter yet. Well, there's got to be some responsible teenage girls out there. Let me ask Becky or Darlene. Maybe they know somebody. Okay, I'll call you back later. Bye.
Can't find anybody she trusts, huh?
No, she might have to end up leaving them kids with her husband.
Give me that. That's it. You're done.
But I want to get out of the dungeon.
Well, don't we all?
Mom.
You're not spending the rest of your life playing video games.
There's nothing else to do.
Oh, sure there is. When your mom and I were your age, kids used to ride their bikes all over and build tree forts and dress up dogs in funny clothes, all kinds of stuff.
Fine, I'll go outside if I have to.
Dress up dogs?
Yeah. Little white dog with a black eye.
That wasn't us. That was the little rascals.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just remembered. I gotta make sandwiches for Dan's stupid poker game.
Why are you doing it?
Well, because I was gonna clean out the fridge anyway. This way I save on trash bags. Hey.
Hey.
What's wrong?
Mark drove me home from school.
Oh, well, but you're sad, though, so everything's good, right?
Well, you cut it out. How's that make you feel, Becky?
I don't know. Sometimes when he looks at me, I...
Still getting chills, huh?
Yeah.
Yuck.
What are you saying?
I thought you went and told him to date other girls.
Yeah, but he's not.
Well, if he can't do that one simple little thing, then I guess he doesn't care about you at all.
Picture of little Angela, 3 weeks, with her Auntie Roseanne home.
So look beautiful.
Gorgeous. Oh, look how cute I am.
Well, Crystal, how does it feel having 2 babies at home now?
Well, since I've been breastfeeding Angela, I've been kind of worried about little Ed. He seems real jealous.
Why? He's old enough to be weaned.
Well,
don't want him to grow up feeling secure in love.
Well, get over it. You'll go to one of his school plays or something.
Hey, Rosie.
Hey, Calvin.
Who's that? Customer from the shop.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Calvin, how's your bike running?
Good.
All right. Just turned into a business meeting. I can write the whole thing off.
Are you picking up the check?
Just a stub.
Hey, everybody. Sorry, I'm late.
Where you been?
I just got some bad news.
Uh-oh. What's wrong?
Oh, never mind. I don't want to ruin everybody's fun.
Well, you already have, so you might as well spill it.
Chucky lost his job.
Oh, man.
I thought he had seniority.
He did. That's why they didn't lay him off last week with the rest of his shift.
I don't believe it.
It's all over. Wellman Plastics is history.
Well, he'll find another job.
Oh, yeah. Now that Wellman's is closed, there'll be plenty of jobs. Bill collectors, repo men.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Emery.
Well, hey, it's happening all over. Bonnie's losing her job, and you're losing your job, and nobody in this town can afford to buy a bike from your husband, so.
Boy, you're just the messenger of death, ain't you?
Sorry.
Look, let's get out of here. If we're gonna get all depressed, we're just gonna drink ourselves stupid.
All right, let's settle up. Everybody, chip in $6 except for Anne-Marie.
$6? Try to get the price down here. Hey, Willie, all our beers had flies in them.
We were out of little umbrellas, Roseanne.
Works in your nicer places.
I hate it when you're short on cash. You always try and cheap your way out of the tab.
Well, we all do what we have to do to get by.
Yep, that's
well, once I called the company that makes those instant potatoes and told them I found a human hand in the box. And the scary thing was, they did not sound surprised.
Oh. Well, don't worry. We are all going to make it. We're just going to have to learn how to stretch those dollars a little.
It can be done. I was watching this National Geographic special on desert people. Bedouins can live for 3 days on one fig.
No, that don't do me no good. My family can't live for 3 days on one Bedouin.
I'm telling you guys, it really happened.
Come on, Arnie.
I swear, last night I was visited by an alien.
You bet, Chucky.
I have a book.
Hi, Red.
It's true. I woke up next to this horrible, skinny-armed, bug-eyed creature.
Hey, give it
come
a rest.
I know. I thought it was Nancy at first, too. But does Nancy stick long steel needles into my body, probing me for information?
Well, you've only been married a few months.
I'll play.
The thing talked to me, Dan. It said it was here to find out about humans.
1,000 million light years across the galaxy, and it missed by one house. I'll call, Chucky. What do you got?
Oh, man. This is embarrassing. I was just bluffing. I only got a lousy pair of fives.
Beats me.
Me too.
Didn't see it coming.
Oh, right. You guys stink.
Hey, hold on. Read them and weep. Eights. Two of them.
Damn. Hey, Chucky, wasn't it your turn to bring some beer?
Oh, yeah. It's on the car. I forgot.
Take a hike.
Hey, man, maybe we should pitch in on the beer. I mean, the guy just got laid off.
That's why we all just lost to him, genius.
I had three jacks.
I had a straight.
Well, why didn't you guys tell me?
We did, Arnie.
Oh, my God, the aliens have messed up my mind.
So last night wasn't their first visit.
All right, brewskis.
All right, I'll trade you.
Your deal, Chucky.
Okay, let me see if I can win some of the money back.
I bet $5 you can.
Ow! Sorry, was that your foot?
Deal me out.
Oh, he gets to answer the phone. That is not fair.
Hey, Calvin, what's doing? Oh, man, how the hell did that happen? Now, do me a favor. Just sit on him. I'll be right there. Mark went and got himself drunk down at the Lobo.
Mark, is he old enough
to... I better get down there before he gets himself in some major trouble.
You want me to come with you?
I'll go.
Oh, that's convenient. Leave me here alone with Mr. Lucky?
Well, you guys stay and have fun. I'll be right back. Don't tell Beck your Darlene where I went.
Okay, Bray, you bet.
Pass.
Same here.
A quarter. And remember where you got it.
What happened?
Well, after I called you, the kid went crazy and he put his fist through the jukebox.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Willie wanted to call the cops, but I talked him out of it.
Thanks, man. Hey!
Hey, Dan.
Tell us wrong with you.
Nothing. I hurt my hand, is all.
Whoa. Gonna need a couple of stitches. Let's go.
Hey, wait a minute. What about my jukebox?
Well, Willie, I guess you're just gonna have to find another place to store your gym neighbor's records.
It's very funny, Dan.
He'll pay for it. He works for me. I'll take it out of his check.
Hey. Hey! I don't want to see you in here ever again. You understand me?
Huh? I'll explain it to him later. Come on, let's go. Get somebody to look at that hand.
Listen, don't tell Becky.
Easy.
Because she'll kill me and she'll never want to see me again.
Don't worry, I'm not going to tell her. Hey, Calvin, thanks for your help, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Ooh, I got you.
You're okay, Dan. You're my man. My man, Dan. Dan the man. Dan the Dan man. Okay, now use the one with my name.
Okay, how about this? Mark, you puke in my truck and I'll kill you. How's it going?
Well, we let Chucky win about $20, so he wasn't playing with his own money. Then we started to play for real.
Yeah, and he gave it all back in like a minute and a half.
Oh, man, where is he?
It's in the John.
So what, now we gotta let him win all over again?
Like, come on, this is getting ridiculous. You know, I've been out of work before, no one's ever let me win.
It's enough we let you sit at the grown-up table, aren't you?
Hey, Dan, how'd it go with Mark?
Well, by the time I got there, he punched out the jukebox.
Any stitches?
Two or three.
Oh, man, that's nothing. Remember the time I got hit in the head with a beer ball?
Nearly lost an eye.
It took 12 stitches.
But it's underneath the eyebrow, so you can't hardly see it.
Hey, Art's new to the game. Maybe he wants to hear it.
I'm sure Art knows you've been hit in the head a few times.
But did you know it was with a beer bottle?
So where's Mark now?
Oh, I left him at his apartment, drooling and mumbling my daughter's name.
Sounds like son-in-law material to me.
Oh, come on. We all been there. Becky's been giving him a real rough time, and he needed to blow off some steam. I feel bad for the kid.
Where's the pizza?
What pizza?
Well, Becky and I came looking for you like an hour ago, and Arnie said you went out for pizza.
No, no, I never said that. I said I had to go to the shop.
Sounded like pizza.
You went to the shop?
Yes.
In the middle of your male bonding frenzy? Is everything okay?
Yeah, yeah. The alarm company called. The alarm went off at the shop. I had to go down and check it.
What happened?
Oh, nothing. Just a short and a wiring. Hey, pizza sounds great. You guys up for pizza?
Yeah.
You guys go on back upstairs and I'll order it and I'll call you when it gets here.
All right. By the time he calls us, all that'll be left is what's stuck to their shirts.
Lying to the kids, Dan?
Yeah, I promised Mark. And nobody says anything to Roseanne either.
Ooh, now he lies to his wife.
Where will this end?
Yeah, you gotta lie to your wife once in a while.
Yeah, I'll hold.
I mean, what about when they try out the new recipes and you hate it?
Yeah. I always tell my wife I got a cold and I can't taste a thing.
Hey, that's way better than hawking it up into a napkin, isn't it?
Dan's right. You gotta lie to your wife once in a while. I mean, if just once I'd said, honey, I don't mind that you're sleeping with my business partner, I'd still be married.
Bummer.
Well, they lie to us, too. Last year, Roseanne smashed up the front of my truck and swore it happened while it was parked at the mall.
Oh, that's an old one.
Did you call her on it, Dan?
What, are you kidding me and waste all that guilt? To this day, when I mention how good my truck used to look, I get chocolate cake for dessert. If I squeeze out a couple of tears, Cool Whip. Yeah.
Hey, Dan.
Huh?
Now, you say the fire department went down there and they checked, but they didn't find anything, right?
No, it's a false alarm, honey.
Well, did they check the wires and the walls and everything?
Everything.
Well, how do they know it was a fire alarm? It could have been the burglar alarm. They sound the same.
Roseanne.
Well, Dan, the fire department wouldn't know if anything was stolen. They wouldn't notice a burglar in there unless the guy was on fire.
I checked. Nothing's missing. No flaming burglars.
What about the safe?
It's all there. Your grandmother's ring, your good watch, the earrings you never get to wear because I never take you anyplace nice enough, all there.
What about the gold card?
What gold card?
I knew it. They stole the gold card.
You don't have a gold card.
Not now.
What are you talking about?
I got a gold card in the mail the other day. It has a $5,000 limit. I was saving it in case we needed it.
What fish brain company gave us a gold card?
Well, they ask you for your annual income and your social security number. Maybe I switched them.
Well, I just didn't see it. It's a little flat thing. It could have been up against the wall.
Uh-uh. It was in a great big white envelope.
Well, I'll look for it the morning.
No, how are we supposed to sleep if somebody's out there charging us into the poorhouse?
They can't buy anything. It's 2 a.m. Everything's closed.
Oh, yeah, here. But the burglar could charge tickets and fly to where something is open. You know, I mean, in some parts of the world, it's yesterday, Dan. We could be broke before it's now.
How many beers did you have down at the Lobo?
Go on down there and check on that card.
Honey.
Come on now. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to sleep till you get it. Neither are you.
Okay. I'll go all the way down to the shop in the middle of the night, find the card, and bring it back so that you can sleep. Okay?
Thank you, honey. Lie to me, will ya?
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Please stop this.
How's your hand?
Hurts like hell, man.
Well, let's see if we can keep it wet and dirty all day. Maybe we can get it infected.
You didn't tell Becky about anything, did you?
No, I didn't.
What about, you know, the other one?
No, I did not tell my wife, for which I paid dearly, much as you will today.
Thanks, I owe you.
Yeah, you do.
I mean it. You know, I really do care about Becky. I mean, she's real good for me, you know? And she found out about last night, well, she'd never see me again, so you saved my butt, and you're a real friend.
Let me correct a few points here. I am Becky's father. By definition, therefore, not your friend. Secondly, I am your boss, which still makes me not your friend. So in my official capacity as not your friend, let me tell you how it's going to be here from now on. If I ever catch you under the influence again, not only are you finished with Becky, you're out of a job.
Okay.
Oh, one more thing. I picked up the tab for those stitches.
I'll pay you back.
Yes, you will. But until then, I own them, which means I can rip them out anytime I want.
Bring me any ice cream?
No.
Then go away.
I got gum.
Becky's letting Mark take her to the movies.
When did this happen?
I don't know. Does it even matter? You just know they're gonna get back together, and that is just sickening.
I can't believe Dan would even let him in the house after catching him down at the Lobo like that.
Excuse me.
Oh, man. This is why Dan is always ticked off at me.
Spill it.
One of the drivers that I work with was there. He said that Mark got really drunk. He put his hand through the jukebox, and Dan had to come down and smooth everything over.
So that's what's going on. I knew I was busting Dan's chops for something. I just didn't know what.
What are you talking about?
Well, it was such an obvious lie. I mean, that alarm never went off.
How do do you know that?
Because I haven't paid the alarm company for 3 months. Well,
just don't tell Dan you heard it from me, okay?
No, I'm not even telling that I know.
We're leaving, Mom!
Be home early!
We'll see.
You're just gonna let her go? What if he's been drinking again? You're gonna trust him?
No, I don't trust him, but I trust Dan. I mean, he loves Becky too, you know. If he's letting her go, he must have some stupid reason for it.
Hey.
Hey.
Why, Jackie, what a surprise.
How was work, sweetheart?
Pretty good.
Great.
So? You're gonna totally let him off the hook after lying to you?
Oh, Jackie, I wish I could. Oh, Dan.
Yes?
Becky and Mark are dating again. What do you think of that?
Well, we just gotta hope Mark will turn over a new leaf.
How'd he hurt his hand?
He, caught it down at the shop on a machine.
Is it bad?
A couple stitches.
Well, he could sue us, Dan.
He won't sue us.
Well, what if the whole thing with Becky turns sour again, then he decides that he hates us?
We're insured.
Oh, really? Where's the policy?
At the shop.
Dan.
Roseanne, I just got here. I'm tired. I'm hungry.
I really, really, really want to know, Dan.
Okay. I'll go down to the shop. In my beat-up truck.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to get some Cool Whip.
Darlene, Mom wants you to go down to the mini mart and pick up some Cool Whip.
Well, why don't you do it?
I'm doing my homework.
That's a lame excuse, Becky.
Well, only from you, Darlene. She left some money for you in her purse.
I don't believe I have to run down to the store to get, like, one thing just because Mom forgot it when she went shopping. I'm so sick of running these stupid little crappy errands. I swear one of these days I'm just gonna walk out that door and I'm never coming back. And today's the day.